Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, per request of an individual, Tom, that called in, he wanted me to highlight a certain topic. So, might I dare, D-A-R-E, that's the acronym, introduce you to the drug dealers and the indoctrinators? Folks, this is one of those shows where you're going to kind of have to sit back, especially if you're in the older generation, because you're probably not going to take this. Well, maybe you're not going to take it sitting down. I don't know. I mean, my objective here is to get you up off your chair and move forward, right? But the point is, you just might not take this in the sense of everyday thinking. You're going to have to really sit there, keep an open mind, and understand why this stuff goes on. And what I'm going to do is introduce you to the drug dealers and the drug indoctrinators in just a couple of minutes. And I'm going to show you who's capitalizing off it. I'm also going to show you the responsible party for it, why it's going on. Because it wouldn't be going on. The supply meets the demand, right? Well, who's demanding the supply? So they're both at fault. And yes, Numbers 32:23 comes to my aid that our sin is going to find us out. And it is. And that's where we're at today. But before we get on to that, I want to show you a couple things. And first thing I want to say is William Booth, founder of Salvation Army. I want you to listen carefully as to what he says, because we understand that here. It's premised in Scripture. It's clear to see in Scripture. And it's kind of crazy, to say the least, as to what you see in the Salvation Army today, as to how shameful that organization has become. It does not lay to the feet of the founders in any sense of the word. It's been their posterity and those that have taken over for them that have brought it to what it is today. They have gutted the Spirit of God from that organization in so many different fronts. But let me go back and honor William and Catherine Booth by saying what William said. Listen carefully, okay? Different Christianity. He said, "We're not sent to minister to a congregation and be content." Now, that's exactly what you see across the boards. We're not sent to be ministers to a congregation and be content with that. He said, if we just keep things going. Sound familiar? Nope. He said, we are sent to make war, right? Put that up against Genesis 15:3. The Lord is a man of war. We are sent to make war and to stop short of nothing but the subjugation of the world to the sway of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my goodness. Does that stand in the face of what we see in America today concerning the Laodicean church, the lukewarm church? Oh, my goodness. What does this man understand? I'll tell you what he understands. He understands the Word of God and the Holy Ghost. I know some people today, they've got the idea that, well, the Holy Ghost is our comforter. I know. Yes, you're right, he is. But when you take comforter, the word means to be pushed along in war in Old English. I bet you didn't know that part. And notice how everybody, especially the modern dayers today, those that call themselves Christians, isn't it interesting how they always make reference to Ephesians 6:12 and the spiritual warfare that we are in? Yeah, yeah, that's true too. But they act like, you know what, we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Yes, scripture comes to my aid because that's what it says. But are we in a real world that requires the church to be at war, both in the spirit and in the flesh? Absolutely. Because that's what the enemies are doing. And the enemies are doing it because they're taking it to the flesh, because the church in America doesn't think it's their duty to take it to the flesh as to how the Spirit guides them. Where are people at today? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Anyways, just thought I'd share that with you. By the way, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the left side of the top page. You'll find me there. Tim Brown's morning show's on the right side. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the page. Go to SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to the Rumble feed. And thank you for your subscriptions. It's amazing how that keeps growing. But when I look at the viewership, it just kind of seems to be dwindling. Sounds like a lot of what was going on with that of Twitter and Facebook and Yahoo. What's going on, folks? I don't know, but we're paying attention. We are paying attention, and we are in this fight, rest assured. And we're not just talking about it in the spirit, friends. We're not just sitting back and praying that the Lord does for us what he's commanded us to do. Absolutely not. That's not our wisdom. Our wisdom is found in Deuteronomy 4:6. Read it when you get a moment, please. Now, I want to go fast forward over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. There we are. If you want to call in at any time, please do. We are going to hold over, hopefully, for three quarters of the show today on one topic. I'm going to highlight a couple things here concerning Elon Musk and that of Bill Gates, and I'm going to show you how they promote things here, and I'm going to show you the fruit, Matthew 7:16. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Acts 4:12. Read it. Folks, let me bring you over to Elon Musk's mother. I brought this up twice last week, but it's something that I need to bring up again, because many people are now looking at, again, Elon Musk is the good guy, Bill Gates is the bad guy. And why is that? Because the American people still don't understand that you are dealing with a cunning, cunning people. Well, what are you talking about? Well, Elon Musk, you can see all the satanic ritual and symbolism that's taking place here by Elon Musk's mother, and it's interesting how it keeps going back to the all-seeing eye. You see what they call movie stars and television stars and rock stars. They use all this symbolism as well. Well, some people will say, well, Bradley, that's just kind of over the top, is it? Well, here, let me show you something. Here's Elon Musk right here on the right. And if you look at this picture on the right side over here, you'll see his the mother of his children. Her name is Grimes. She is very involved with spiritual cooking. Just thought I'd share this with you. Spiritual cooking. Anybody know what that is? That is called witchcraft, okay? So what's the difference between Elon Musk and Bill Gates? Absolutely nothing. Cameras are all on the eyes and all on the faces of the people that they want you to see. Nothing more and nothing less. Consider that all of the media is controlled. Here we go again. Here's the bad guy, Bill Gates. Here's the good guy. I want to show you something on the other side with Elon Musk to prove the point that I told you.
Hello, friends.
Once again,
Brad Dean here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
So let me give it to you line upon line, precept upon precept. Put this up against Luke 12:2. Okay. Here's Elon Musk's mother. And I told you, friends, put a check on people. They're putting a favorable light. You better keep in mind, friends, there's something going on there because wherever the cameras are on, they're on the people that they want them to be on. Okay. They're always putting up a bad guy and they're always putting up a good guy. And I know a lot of people think, well, you know what? Elon Musk is a good guy. I kind of like this guy. He says things I like. Give it a little time. The Bible says that the Lord will bring all things to the light. Well, I'm bringing it to the light right now for you. Okay. Here it is. Elon Musk. That's his mother. Okay. The all-seeing eye. Here is the mother of his children. Her name is Grimes. She's infatuated with spiritual cooking. It's witchcraft. Okay. This is Grimes right here. I don't know if that you're aware of this or not. Now, of course you don't. Most people aren't because they don't want to dig deeper into the people that they like. They just want to hold it there. No, don't just hold it there. The Lord said he'd bring all things to the light, and there's a reason that he's bringing this to the light that we might understand as to how the game is being played once again. Okay, so you have Elon Musk, okay? Here, just think about this. Elon Musk, right, he's supposed to be the richest guy in the world. He is the one that designed the Tesla. And, you know, everybody's just kind of looking at him as like a guy that's looking out for America. This is the guy that wants to put a chip in your brain. He's also the guy that says there's a 70% chance that we're going to end up going to Mars. Listen, just leave Mars alone. First of all, you're not going there. There's limits. You've never been to the moon. Okay. So outside of that, God has put limits on us. Just ask the children of Babylon, right? Children of Babel. And, what's interesting to note is this guy, no matter what he says now, everybody just kind of seems to like him. And now he's going about to buy Twitter because all the people are behind Elon Musk to buy Twitter now because they think that's their answer, in dealing with, Mr. Dorsey, the pervert himself, the now owner of Twitter, and so they can oppress one way or they can oppress the other way. Well, let me tell you, this way or that way are both illegal. To violate our First Amendment is against the law, period, okay? But as long as the American people like them, then it's okay that Elon Musk now buys it because they think that Elon's in their corner. Just hang on a second, okay? Then before we know it, all of a sudden, gas prices, as they're highlighting the mainstream media, the CIA-controlled media, is highlighting Elon Musk, okay, in a favorable light. Pay attention to the fact that you have a disgraceful, treasonous Joe Biden in office. Everybody's blaming him for gas prices going through the roof. And what's interesting about it, and I'm saying a lot here, but pay attention because I perfectly understand what I'm saying. But what's interesting here, friends, is the fact that, is anybody paying attention to the fact that Elon Musk is coming out in a favorable light in the face of the people? Bill Gates is attacking him. I'm going to come to that in just a moment. But also Joe Biden is pushing gas prices. He's gouging the American people right now. What do you suppose that's driving people to while Elon Musk is on the rise right now in a favorable light? He's the guy that has the electric cars. Anybody paying attention to this? Well, you know what? It's interesting how the Holy Ghost brings things line upon line, precept upon precept. I'll get to Mr. Bill Gates in just a moment. But all of a sudden, gas prices go way up, and all of a sudden, Elon Musk is in a favorable light in the face of the American people, and he just happens to sell electric cars. Okay? What do you think is happening over there for old brother Elon Musk? Oh, you say to yourself, Bradley, you're speculating. Oh, I'm telling you, I am not speculating. Here, check this out. Tesla sales skyrocket 256% just this month. Right on cue. And I knew when I was led to go there, I knew exactly what I was going to see. His sales are skyrocketing 256%. Well, that's not good enough, Bradley. I want to know why you think Bill Gates is going after him right now. Well, nobody likes Bill Gates. Everybody hates Bill Gates. Okay. And I'm not going to let him off the hook neither. But isn't it interesting that Bill Gates, for some reason or another, out of nowhere, is going after Elon Musk? Why do you suppose he's going after Elon Musk? Is he out there because he's starting a fight with him? Or is he actually promoting him by attacking him because everybody hates Bill anyways? So if Bill comes out and attacks Elon Musk, what is he doing? He's driving the customer base over to Tesla, friends. They do this with the presidents all day long. That's why they gave you a Hillary Clinton and a Donald Trump, folks. That's what they're doing here. They're not driving support away from Elon Musk. They're driving support to Elon Musk. Why? Because again, like politicians, they're all on the same two sides of the same coin. There's no difference between a Bill Gates and an Elon Musk. And I want to tell you why. Because what's happening in front of our face always tells the story that they are always the one that are prospering. And no matter how many times they get caught, like, for example, Bill Gates will say, we need to be careful of Elon Musk. We need to watch out for this, that, and the other thing. Here you have one criminal trying to highlight the crimes of another criminal, yet they both go what? They go without consequence because the people just are entertained out of their own freedoms by watching the rich get richer, and they don't realize that they're allied like pro wrestlers are behind the curtains. When the people going to wake up to that, I don't know. You're going to have to help me with that.
Tesla
check this out.
Potentially make more money from its Bitcoin investment this year than profits from electric cars in all of 2020.
Can you turn that up, GCN?
And the fact that the price can just go up or down based on a simple tweet from him.
Well, look, Elon has tons of money and he's very sophisticated. So, you know, I don't worry that, you know, his Bitcoin will sort of randomly go up or down. I do think people get bought into these manias who may not have as much money to spare. So I'm not bullish on Bitcoin. Thought would be, you know, if you have less money than Elon, you should probably watch out.
Yeah, watch out for Elon. Okay, so we're supposed to watch out for Elon. And Billy said some other things about him as well. But so now with that said, and proving the point that Bill's just driving more traffic over to Tesla, and so is Joe Biden, isn't it interesting how they're using the people that the American people hate, speaking out against the people that they, the American people, like? Yep. What is it doing? It's driving more support. The more you attack Donald Trump, the more people are going to rise up and support Donald Trump. They love an underdog, friends. Okay? Everybody with me? I think I just proved the point that Tesla, their sales skyrocketed 256% just this month with the help of Joe Biden and Bill Gates. If that's not sufficient, 1-866-582-9933. Someone show me otherwise, please. 1-866-582-9933. While Bill's telling you to be careful of Elon Musk, I'm not justifying Elon Musk. I'm telling you that they're two sides of the same coin. I am telling you that. Put that up against Isaiah 28, verse 18. And when the American people, like I said earlier, are going to figure that out, I know not. But they're going to have to do their own due diligence. But with that said, it's interesting that while you're being deterred by this criminal, Bill Gates, about how bad that criminal Elon Musk is, it's interesting to note, I know. I'm just thinking of other people that came up in the car business, and I'm thinking about how the big three didn't want them, and all of a sudden they were quashed just for no reason. And I'm thinking of in the 1950s, and I'm thinking of our brother that was framed cocaine dealing back in the 80s, that they were coming out with a new product, a new car, and like I said, the big three didn't want them, so they just stepped on them. Well, how come they're not doing that with Tesla? Are you guys with me? I'm thinking of John DeLorean, who was set up by the federal government, who came up with a car called the DeLorean. They quashed him big time, real quick, because he was a threat. He knew how to play the game, and he was successful, and he would have put a lot of people out of business. They're not doing that to Elon Musk. Okay? They're not doing that to Elon Musk. And, hey, Judah, what's that movie, that documentary movie, where back in the 50s, Tucker. Remember the Tucker cars back in the 50s, friends? Remember how he came up with all of these new designs for the car? The big three didn't want him in, so the senator did his best to set up Mr. Tucker. You remember this? They wanted to throw him in jail for a couple hundred years. How come that's not happening to Elon Musk? Okay, I'm just sealing the deal here, friends. How come it happened to Tucker? How come it happened to DeLorean? They didn't want them. Well, friends, what they're telling me is they want Elon Musk because, again, like I said, they're promoting Elon Musk. I want to play this really quick on Bill Gates, and then I need to get to my main topic here. Okay? Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to come back on the other side. Did you know that Bill Gates, while he is accusing, well, telling you to watch out for Elon Musk, did you know that Bill Gates now owns the most farmland in America? See, while they're playing their games, guess what's happening? As I've said 1,000 times, you're losing your God-given rights. Yep, because you're being distracted from what, in fact, they're both responsible for doing. Going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is calling the death of a National Guardsman in the Rio Grande River heartbreaking. Abbott saying he's eternally grateful for Specialist Bishop Evans and his service to the state and country. Evans disappeared last week near Eagle Pass while trying to save the life of an illegal immigrant who was caught in rushing water. The first all-private astronaut mission to visit the International Space Station has splashed down in the Atlantic Ocean off Florida.
As you can tell by the cheers behind us, we can confirm that the Dragon capsule with the AX-1 crew has splashed down.
Axiom Space Company paid SpaceX $55 million for a seat for the use of a rocket and capsule. You're listening to USA Radio News. Ukraine is again accusing the Russians of committing war crimes.
Ukraine authorities have accused Russian leadership and the military of targeting civilians, claiming mass graves have been found with a large amount of victims. As Russia denied the allegations, the International Criminal Court in The Hague will join the investigation. An investigative team was set up by Lithuania, Poland, and Ukraine. ICC prosecutor Karim Khan and the prosecutors general of those three countries signed an agreement Monday. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A flight from Nashville to Washington, D.C. was canceled after smoke was seen coming from the plane. The American Airlines plane was stopped on the runway at Nashville International Airport when FAA officials noticed smoke coming from the left main gear. Passengers and crew were removed from the airplane, and the airline is looking to rebook the flight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. You know what, friends, and I've said this before, but I'll say it one more time. I get emails all the time. I get people reaching out to me all the time, and they want to challenge me off air. Here I am. Okay? I wish you could see the homework that I've done over the last 23 years, folks. It's cumbersome. But it's like when I'm thinking of Tucker, and I'm thinking of DeLorean, and I'm thinking of Elon Musk, and I'm thinking about how the mainstream media is putting him in a favorable light now, and they use Bill Gates, who everybody hates, to basically tell you to watch out for him. They're not putting him down. They're promoting him, folks. Gosh, when are you going to get it? When are you going to get it, folks? Someone on social media platforms just highlighted, not to mention his business would support their global agenda and get everyone's transportation easily looked into the very controllable electric grid. That's exactly right. They're not working against each other. Oh, Preston, thank you. Preston Tucker, thank you, Judah. Preston Tucker's the guy's name back in the 50s. If you've not seen the movie, which is a true story, do yourself a favor. That will show you how it works. Okay? They'll show you how it works right there. If they don't want you there, the media will just, they'll try to incriminate you. And it's exactly what they did with Tucker, and it's exactly what they did with DeLorean. Now, DeLorean was, he was shady in his business, but he was, folks, guilty of certain things. But the bottom line is they didn't want DeLorean's car out there because he was an insider that came out to make a car for himself that would have caused them to lose a lot of business. Okay? They had to get rid of DeLorean, and that's exactly what they did. Didn't stick at the end of the day, but they did put him out of business. So let's go over to Bill Gates really quick, and I want you to see this. Because while Bill Gates is telling you to watch out, and we already know that he's a criminal, that he wants to depopulate the world, and the whole world knows all this, okay? But he's still there. He's still piping off, and he's going to be there again, and he's going to attack you again because you let him remain, and he has no lawful stance in doing so, but he does it anyways, okay? Because he's got more money than you. That's what people say, right? Yeah, that has nothing to do with it. You might ask the question, how did he get his money, and how much of it's legitimate? And now, because he's gone this far, guess what else he's doing right now? Folks, he's actually buying up a whole bunch of farmland.
Snatching up 242,000 acres of farmland across the U.S.
Oh, my goodness!
The top private farmland owner in America. According to the Land Report, the tech billionaire has been purchasing agricultural land for years, building a massive portfolio of farmland in 18 states. His largest holdings are more than 69,000 acres in Louisiana, almost 48,000 acres in Arkansas, and about 20,500 acres in Nebraska. Additionally, he has a stake in 25,750 acres of traditional land in Phoenix, Arizona, which is being developed in the suburbs.
Clean his own glasses.
It's not clear how Gates' farmland is being used or whether any of the land is being set aside for conservation. This is not Gates' only foray into agriculture.
This is short.
In 2008, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation announced $306 million in grants to promote high-yield, sustainable agriculture among farmers in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia. The foundation also invested in the development of super crops resistant to climate change and higher-yield dairy cows. While Gates may be the country's biggest farmland owner, he's not the largest individual landowner. According to the Land Report's list of the top 100 American landowners, Liberty Media Chair John Malone is the largest landowner with 2.2 million acres of ranches and forests.
Okay, so there you have it, the bad guy telling you about the other bad guy. This is politics, as usual. And again, it goes on because the American people don't pay attention to the details. Okay? So, moving forward, I want to hit this topic. Dare I introduce you to the drug dealers? Okay? Last week, I'd highlighted that the CIA, of course, they're out there accusing everybody of crimes that they themselves are guilty of, right? And oversee, by the way. But we found that the CIA plane crashed with 4 tons of cocaine on it. Here's the meme. And by the way, there's tons of these. So this is not speculation. Again, this is confirmed. And if you haven't seen Cocaine Cowboys, the documentary, do yourself a favor. I believe there's a 5-to-8-part series on that. It will tell you exactly who is responsible for all of this. This all started with the Bushes, folks, and Barry Seals and North. And the list goes on, folks. All the, by the way, the people that have been put up in a favorable light in politics and in the military, they were the ones overseeing the operation, by the way. Okay? I don't like to say by the way, but I have to add the PSs all the time, right? But look at this. It seems that one of the CIA prison planes has been in a little accident. It crash-landed in Mexico on the way to the U.S. The authorities were more than a little surprised when they found 4 tons of cocaine on board. Wow. As usual, the media overlooked it. You didn't hear a peep. The pilots disappeared, and the CIA refuses to comment. Wow. That's just crazy. And then we have reporters like that of Gary Webb who take the time, and he goes through, he does his due diligence, very specific in his findings, and then he comes out and he reports it to the world who's responsible for the trafficking of cocaine. And it's interesting because when you look at who is responsible for the cocaine trafficking, it's interesting the government couldn't use the money from the taxpayers without being found out. So they sold cocaine. Bill Clinton was all a part of this as well. As a matter of fact, at one point, Bill Clinton was the biggest drug trafficker in the world. Out of Mena, Arkansas. This is all factual information. If you have not seen Clinton Chronicles, do yourself, get educated, and get your head out of the sand, folks. Get your head out of the sand, okay? And wake up to what's going on. This is Gary Webb. I got more to say about Gary Webb in just a moment here. But listen to this guy, this investigative reporter, and his findings.
Is being sort of squeezed out of the picture, and I think intentionally. because it tends to ruffle feathers. I mean, good investigative reporting does ruffle feathers, and it draws lawsuits, and it gets newspapers in trouble.
Sorry, you're just going to have to go along with this.
Oh, pirates.
It's the CIA Cocaine Dark Alliance, and it's by Gary Webb. And basically what it comes down to, friends, he just kind of highlights what's going on here.
He's a journalist for about 25 years for daily newspapers. And in 1996, I wrote a series of stories entitled Dark Alliance, which was about CIA involvement in drug trafficking.
Published in the San Jose Mercury News, Gary's investigation linked to the CIA's cocaine operation.
What my story showed
to the crack epidemic in Los Angeles
being sold in those neighborhoods was coming from mainly one source, and this one source was being used to finance a guerrilla war in Central America.
In 1987, the Kerry Committee, the Fox and the Chicken Coop hearings exposed a CIA drugs for arms operation, established the fund, as they called it, the right-wing Nicaraguan Contra Rebels. Okay? Pay attention.
The general idea of the CIA dealing drugs was something that the American mainstream press had never written about before, and that's why it prompted outrage among blacks, among drug reform activists, among politicians, by the CIA, by every federal agency involved in the drug war, because it showed they weren't doing their jobs, that it was a fraud.
It was a fraud. Initially hailed by the mainstream media as a journalist coup, Dark Alliance pushed Gary into the spotlight and ignited a nationwide scandal. Okay.
Right after we published the stories, the support we got from the media was very favorable. Newsweek magazine did a big piece on the story and said it was well documented and well researched. The website was getting like a million hits a day. There were marches.
See, this is what happens when people, they get their heroes.
Every California senator.
They take the lead. And then the people are curious
so the story itself
to see the truth of the matter. They get it, and then they let it fall to the ground. Okay? Despite the level of public outrage, the government chose to ignore
the
story.
There was no reaction. And this, I believe, was a very careful strategy, because nobody was going to believe the government if they came out and said we didn't do it. The proof was fairly overwhelming, since we had all these government documents.
Okay, so anyways, you're getting the point from Gary Webb here, highlighting the fact that it was true, and it is true. But what do they do with guys like Gary Webb? Well, what they do with guys like Gary Webb is they just report to you, the people that know the truth of the matter. What they do is the CIA, they hire a hitman, they go in there, they kill Gary Webb. Right? He was on several television shows back in the 90s exposing it. He was a direct threat to the Bushes and this whole operation concerning what was going on concerning the Nicaraguan Civil War. Okay? They were funding that war with the drugs that were being sold into Los Angeles. So what do they do with Gary Webb? They kill him. So what do they do after that? They report to you that he committed suicide. By the way, his suicide report goes that he shot himself twice with a shotgun. And the American people sit back and they allow it. And then the CIA says, we have no comments. And what do the American people do? Oh, okay. We'll just let the CIA go and do it again when they want to do it again, to the innocent people that are going to suffer at the hands of a criminal organization. There's a reason John F. Kennedy said that he was going to basically kill off, and I shouldn't say it that way. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you the exact quote, because I'll be accused of saying something that I didn't say, because I'm using different words. So I'm going to give you exactly what John F. Kennedy said, when he said that he was going to basically get rid of the CIA. He said that he was going to splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter them into the winds. And isn't it interesting, after his assassination, isn't it interesting how the very one that he fired, Alan Dulles, who was the head of the CIA, he was appointed to the Warren Commission as the fox in the chicken coop to investigate the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And the American people said, oh, that's okay. Read Isaiah 59, folks, the whole of it. The truth falls in the street when the people let it. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on a travel. Heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay, no time for calls. Talking about, dare I introduce you to the drug dealers? I think I've done that. I can spend a little more time on that. I want to show you a video, audio, so you can see what's happening in schools. It's called Russian Style Indoctrination. You'll understand that after you see and hear this. But going back to the CIA involvement in Contra cocaine trafficking, remember the players that were in that whole trafficking scheme. Remember Oliver North was called out? You guys all remember that? Yeah. It's interesting because if you watch Cocaine Cowboys, they will tell you that he was an operative that was overseeing the whole cocaine trafficking. I didn't say it. Why is it that the American people have not come to the realization that the people that are causing the damage to their own people and capitalizing off their own people are the people that, for the most part, put themselves up as the good guy? Gary Webb just told you that before he was assassinated by the very people that are capitalizing off you. Okay? The claims were concerning the CIA involvement in Contra have led to investigations by the United States government. The very operatives are investigating themselves, and they're going to report to you that they're not guilty like they always do, right? The reports came from the House of Reps, Senate, Department of Justice, and the CIA's Office of the Inspector General. Hey, I bet they're going to hire someone to tell on them. Why do you accept this? This is ridiculous, folks. There needs to be independent investigations by a people that have a knowledge of what's going on in those particular cities and concerning the involvement and guilt of the CIA, because their fingerprints are all over this. Okay? I highlighted Gary Webb. I highlighted the fact that they took him out, and then they reported to you that he shot himself twice with a shotgun. And the American people, again, they settled for that. I guess that was okay. It's like how many people are dead around the Clintons, and a great majority of them allegedly committed suicide, and the American people allow her to continue on. And you see her in the news all the time because the powers that are tolerated are highlighting her as a legitimate individual, because if she wasn't, then why hasn't she been charged for crimes against we the people and the innocent, right? But let's go over to this, okay? This is Dare to Introduce Yourself to Drugs. I want to tell you what I've seen all across the country. I think it's going to surprise some of you. But I also want to say this. This show today is in response to a request from Tom last week as to who's responsible for what's going on. Pay attention to the numbers. Hopefully this is going to be satisfactory for you, Tom. And I hope I did a good enough job in swiping that brush and giving you a broad view as to understand who is responsible. Check this out. Now, what about drugs? Crystal, crack, cocaine, dust, heroin, marijuana, so on and so forth. Drugs are glamorized from Hollywood to music to MTV to TV to magazines and, of course, the streets. And here again are the seeds. Oh, by the way, do consider who's been talking about legalizing marijuana for decades in this country. There's even magazines about this. But also pay attention that they're now in California and other states legalizing marijuana. For medicinal purposes, amen. Outside of that, no. What are they doing, friends? They're Europeanizing America, because all of this stuff is already going on over in Europe. Look at how those countries are controlled. Okay? Just so you know.
After watching a program about 10 years ago called The Transportation of Drugs to America, the American reporters went to Colombia and asked them why they are so angry with the American people and the American government. The Colombian man replied, "You have no idea how you get your drugs back to America. You take our little kids, 5 to 10 years old. You cut their throats, you kill them, you empty out their body cavities, and then you stuff cocaine in them. You put them in coffins, and then you send them back to America. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's how you get high in America. They are called cocaine cowboys." Did you know that they have no problem with drugs on the Las Vegas Strip? Guess why? While I was there, I was told by several people that you'd be put in jail, no questions asked, if you were busted with even the smallest amount of marijuana on the Strip in Vegas. Interesting. They don't have a problem with drugs in Las Vegas? Now, can anybody guess why? Because grandpas, grandmas, dads, moms, uncles, and aunts are going there spending billions of dollars every year, so therefore they enforce the laws of the land. Oh, I get it. Where they don't want crime, the laws are enforced. Yes.
Get it?
Now I wish I could point my finger at the government or maybe a couple bad cops as being the problem for letting the drugs in, but someone has to do the buying. And if you have a drug problem, you always want to check out.
This is going on in public schools. Pay attention to the details.
Who's making the money and who's doing the buying? See, if the American people weren't buying, no one would be dying. President Bush's top drug advisor, John P. Walter,
back
said
in the 2000s,
government's anti-drug ads are largely being ignored by teens and find no evidence that the multi-million dollar campaign is discouraging drug use. Can anybody say, duh? When I ask the kids across this country, what do you want to do when I tell you not to do something, guess what they shout back to me? Do what you told us not to do. The government ads are largely being ignored by the teens? Well, that's common sense. Do any of you have a car that doesn't work? Do you put more gas into that car that doesn't work? Of course not. But John P. Walters had a car that didn't work, but still wanted to keep putting gas in it. He still wanted to maintain the funding of $100 million, while the government spends $929 million on these programs that they know don't work.
Where's that money going, friends?
Now, I have this poster with this cute little kid on it.
This is what's going on in schools.
On the bottom of the poster, you can see it says, drugs can start as a dare. You better bet your bottom dollar they can start as a dare. Now, have you ever heard of the DARE program before? Just hang on with me. The word DARE means to provoke, to challenge, or to defy. On vacation in Florida years back, me and my wife entered in Ripley's Believe It or Not. As we walked in, they had this button that said, do not push this button. As all the young kids walked in, guess what they did, folks? They ran to the button that they were not supposed to push because they wanted to be the first one to push it. Now, here's a fact. Drug use has gone up 30% nationwide in this country since this DARE program has been presented to the youth. DARE's message is confusing. It does not tell kids that they must not use drugs, but rather that they have the right to say no, implying that they also have the right to say yes. A question, America. Are drugs illegal in this country? Yes, they are. Instead of magnifying the laws of the land against drug use, what does the DARE program do? Well, I did my homework. I went to the DARE website, and at the top, they had pictures of young kids up there. Because after all, it's a kid-friendly website. When I looked to the left, I saw that it said drug information. So I clicked on it and then saw about 10 different names of drugs, some of which I have never heard of before. There's a picture of cocaine. It says cocaine use. It gives you the street names, shows you what it's derived from, the description, and then how to use the drugs.
Listen to this.
Teaching kids in public schools.
We were in Arkansas, and I noticed in the back of the auditorium they had big cases of drugs inside of them with posters all the way around these displays showing the kids how to use the drugs.
Incredible.
But yet telling the kids, don't use these drugs. Well, guess what they're going to want to try? Because their curiosity
has been aroused. What they're doing, Dino.
You don't tell a kid not to do drugs and then put him in front of his face and tell him how to use those drugs. How many times we have heard kids across this country say, I would have never done drugs had it not been for these programs. Did I forget to tell you that a few years back, the University of Michigan did a study and found out that 8th graders that went through the DARE program tripled in drug use? These are findings that are coming across the boards like crazy. Even after all the ineffective findings, program supporters said, cutback is not needed.
It's exactly what they're doing. It's creating customers, friends.
One of the designers of the DARE program, William Hansen, said, and might I add, who would not go on film stating this, said, I think the program should be entirely scrapped and redeveloped anew. Oh, you think? The conclusion of the Congressional General Accounting Office, the U.S. Surgeon General, the National Academy of Science, and the U.S. Department of Education is finally admitting that this program is bunk. The program is completely ineffective and sometimes even counterproductive, worse than doing nothing, they concluded. A lot of schools are pulling the DARE program. Now in Minnesota, we have something called MEDA, which does the exact same thing. A while
all right,
back,
guys.
A 17-year-old
That's
girl
it for the show today. I'll talk to you in 23 hours. Love you
about
what we
program.
Do. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.